Welcome to The Hitch, week two. Hi.
Hi. It is day 10.
I know. I almost can't believe it. And you couldn't believe it.
I couldn't. I was like, it's not.
I had to get the calendar out and prove it.
Yeah. We say the number every night.
I know.
And yet.
It's already going fast.
I definitely have that feeling of like it's going too quick.
Well, I feel like we're kind of in a groove now. Like a Memphis groove. And like, you know, again, we've kind of settled in.
Yeah, we know how to live in the trailer again.
Yeah.
It's definitely different than last week.
Definitely different than last week.
You know, like,
where I was like forgetting where things were.
Yeah, and everything took forever.
And big news, we got you a mug.
Yeah.
Maybe we said that yesterday.
No.
I think, no?
Did we?
I don't know. It's all a blur.
Yeah.
The days are long.
But, but yeah, we're like, I do feel like we're in a groove and now we're uprooting. It's our last night in Memphis.
We're leaving tomorrow to go to Texarkana, Texas.
Yeah, just as a stop.
Yeah.
We're doing two drive days in a row.
Yeah.
Texarkana to Waco.
To Waco.
And then to Austin, but that's sort of a hop, skip, and a jump at that point.
I'm excited to stay the next two nights, though, even though they're like, we're basically driving through. They're both state parks.
Yeah.
And, well, first of all, I'm excited / nervous because I got to back up. No pull-through sites at most state parks. So
back-ins.
For the next 2 days, back-ins. It's okay. I was looking at some pictures today. I was like,
you were visualizing
I was visualizing it.
That's good.
I think I can do it.
That's good. Well, that's tomorrow.
I hope so because I have to.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll get it done. We've backed up before.
Yeah.
But that's tomorrow.
Yep.
Today we went to the Civil Rights Museum.
Day. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is built on and of the site of the Lorraine Motel, which is where Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Was killed. Yeah.
It is literally built into the facade of the motel, which they have restored both the facade, including this original signage and things like that. But eventually, once you're in the museum, they've kept and restored his room
and
the
his
room
friend's
next door.
Room.
Yeah.
It's powerful to see.
It is a very, very powerful museum.
It is.
Like, I
mean, the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
And then ending with the rooms is really powerful.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole thing is the story of you know, the black experience in America and the grave injustices of it and the fights for, you know, freedom and equality. And it is a tough museum, but it is...
Yeah, it is intense.
Yeah, it is a really intense museum, but it was...
Beautifully, amazingly designed. I mean, just so many layers, so many interesting things to read and look at. And I love how they have video behind some of the, you know, on the walls, like behind, they have like these cool sculptures of people.
Yeah, like
throughout the museum doing different things,
or,
like sitting at the dinette, you know, for the sit-ins.
Yeah.
And then they also had they have footage, video footage of people at the sit-ins. So it was really powerful because a lot of the civil rights movement, like, was filmed.
Yeah.
So we have this video footage and seeing it, oh my God, it's so intense.
Yeah, it's deeply powerful.
It's like, so powerful and so important. I was thinking today, I mean, we go to a lot of museums. We go to museums pretty much everywhere we go. And I was thinking, this one needs to be a requirement.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, it should be a requirement.
Yeah, it really should. Had a great deal more resonance to current events than I would like. You know, there were just so many moments where it was like, this is now. Like, this might as well be
still
now.
Still going on.
You know?
Yeah, they had some really awful, ugly quotes from white supremacists and racist people. And I was like, I'm hearing this in the news today.
Absolutely.
You know, and it was pissing me off.
Yeah.
And then just super, I was just awe-inspired by the people in the movement. Yeah. I'm getting like choked up even thinking about it. So many so much strength and courage and bravery, like I can't even imagine. And it was so powerful to see. I mean, it really should be a requirement for everyone, like definitely Americans, but just really everyone should go to this museum.
And also, I had not realized, and I think I knew because certainly I've learned and read about it, but I had not thought about the connection. You know, I knew that Martin Luther King was killed in Memphis, but I forgot that it was connected to the sanitation workers' strike and all of that, you know. And so it tells this, you know, it tells the story of America, which is often a terrible story, right? But it also, you know, it ends with the story of Memphis, and then you walk back out into a city which carries the scars of racial injustice with it, you know, for still to this day. And this is really a really powerful museum. It really was.
It was, and it was, you know, I didn't know how it was going to go with the kids. I mean, you know, obviously our older son is old enough to have studied civil rights movement in school and slavery, and he took his time even more than we did. Like he was reading everything, really taking it in. There, it's heavy on the text, so it takes a lot. I mean, it takes a lot to digest it all, and he really took the time, which I was really proud of him for doing.
And the three-year-old was...
We're sitting in front of the laundry.
Yeah, we're doing laundry right
so you
now.
May
people
hear
just
some,
going
you may
in and out.
Here's some things.
Yeah, we're also much closer to the road, so you're probably hearing the road as well. I stayed with the three-year-old who it was interesting because he, you know, he was paying attention to it all, but is definitely not oriented to kids that young, you know, and you struggle as a parent with how much to expose your kid to the awfulness of the world when
that video footage is
you know, but
so scary for him, I'm sure. I mean, disturbing.
At one point he kind of turned to me and said, "This museum is about the world," and I was like, you know what, it is, man. It is. And, he was a trooper, you know.
Yeah,
definitely
he was a trooper.
Definitely was not a museum for him. But,
no.
They
did have a bus that he was really enjoying
they
sitting
They had
on.
A fully restored bus from the Montgomery bus boycott.
He
liked sitting in it.
Yeah, he was like, "Will you go back to the bus with me?"
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But it was as a museum of how do you tell hard stories, you know?
Yeah, they did.
They did a remarkably good job at it, with, you know, leaving you with a level of hope, even though much of the story is hopeless, you know? And it was really something.
It was incredible. And, we spent a lot of time there.
Much more time than I thought.
A really long time. And yet, I felt like it's a museum I want to return to many times.
Yeah.
Because they're really, I mean, you can only digest so much. And we were really taking our time. But there's so much there. I mean, there's so much there. And so it's definitely a museum I want to go back to.
I kind of feel that way about Memphis as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, like, we had a number of days here, and yet I feel like there's a lot that I'd still like to explore with it and learn about it. And, you know, I remember, I think it was at the Stax Museum back when we went there a few days ago, there was a quote about the fact that the original building had been knocked down, and the quote was something like, "Memphis has knocked down more history than most cities have ever had," you know, and it really is a place that is steeped in deep, deep history. You know, the history of America runs right through Memphis, essentially.
I was thinking about some of the interviews that we watched at the Stax Museum of the people talking about how they felt after Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. And man, thinking about that, thinking about them being alive, you know, it wasn't that long ago, and just thinking about how it changed the feel at that moment in Memphis. It was then going today and looking at it. I mean, seeing some of the original artifacts is so powerful. Reading the letters, looking at the things that people had and how they had to deal with their lives, but just seeing it, seeing that room at the end.
And it's interesting because it's just a, you know, in some ways it's just a
hotel room.
Small hotel room with basic amenities, you know. I mean, it's not
the
way they built the museum, and it really builds to that moment, you know. And it was really a powerful museum. And I think it was when we started this, thinking about this trip, and we thought about what do we want to do and where do we want to go, and Memphis was one, and the going to this museum was the very first thing we said.
We had never been, but you know, we've been wanting to go for so long.
The first time me and you ever came through Memphis, pre any kid, we had a dog, and we were staying at like a Motel 6 or something, you know, and we couldn't leave the dog, and it was super hot, and so we couldn't. We went by, you know, and I remember, I think even we jumped in and let us kind of peek our heads in to the just the first exhibit, and then we were like, you know what, it's too hot. This is going to take more time than we have, and you know, it was first on our list of like, we want to do that, and it's the last thing we did today. And I think that was good in a lot of ways. You know, like this felt like the right end cap to what's been a really nice time.
It has here, been. Yeah, you know? Memphis just continues to impress.
Yeah, really a wonderful city.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah,
and the more time I spend here, the more I like it.
Absolutely.
You know, I could stay for a long, long time.
Definitely.
But tomorrow we're in the road again.
On.
I know I have to be like, oh yeah, how do we do this again?
I mean, I can tow tomorrow. You've done all the towing
so
far.
I
can take it on.
We'll see. But, see how we all feel in the morning.
We're pushing off. It's about four plus hours.
Yeah.
To Texarkana. And then,
I love it.
And then 4+ hours the next day too. And it's hot.
Yeah, it's
heat is
hot
on.
Today.
But
got
this
real
weird
hot.
Week of rain.
No rain
never
still
materialized.
No rain.
It still hasn't rained.
Well,
and there's not a cloud in the sky right now.
It makes me so happy though, because tomorrow's forecast is clear.
Yeah.
And so that will be a huge difference.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness for air conditioning.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we got to check the laundry.
Yeah, we got to check the laundry.
And we got to get ready to go.
Yep.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll
see
you
on the road!